The Old Growth Woods next to the Fernbank Natural History Museum reopened tomorrow. Well, the museum closed that thick forest for a four-year restoration, and they've turned it into a new collection for visitors to explore. Stephanie Stokes gave us an advance look.
Eli Dickerson and I start at the edge of the Fernbank Forest. Clifton Road is just behind us.
So I was thinking we can sort of follow the creek into the heart of the forest. There's a nice loop we can do around there.
Dickerson's an ecologist with the Fernbank Natural History Museum. Think of him as the forest curator. As I follow him into the woods, he shows me how these 65 acres are like one big exhibit into how this region looked long before European settlers arrived.
The most obvious thing is the huge, stately tree trunks.
He has us look up.
You can see the different levels in the canopy, and this canopy goes up to 156 feet tall. Pretty tall. It's about a 16-story building.
Many of the trees in this forest have lived 200-300 years, about as old as species around here get. We come to a dense section of woods.
As you get closer to the ground level in the forest, there's really an amazing diversity of life.
He points down.
Just in front of us here, I see seedlings of beech trees, seedlings of sweet gum, a really neat plant called Devil's Walking Stick that is full of thorns.
This kind of diversity used to be the norm across the South, he says. Then Dickerson stops at the side of a small hill, where it turns out we can look even lower. There are a series of little doors built into the hillside. He opens one and suddenly we're staring at dirt just below the forest floor.
This is topsoil, and it supports all the diverse plants that we want to be able to thrive and continue to grow in the forest.
He says in most forests around cities, there would be no natural topsoil, or almost none. Farming and development are to blame. Here, though, we can see at least 12 inches.
This tells us that this forest ecosystem is old. That's not just the trees. That's really the whole ecosystem. It has been able to evolve over a long period of time.
But while the Fernbank Forest may have never been cut down by people, it hasn't remained untouched. Dickerson takes me to a pond with a slope on the opposite side to point out the threat the museum's been trying to combat.
This is part of our namesake. This is what we refer to as the Fernbank Slope.
Once it was filled with different kinds of species of native ferns. What we're looking at now is a hill that's mostly brown.
Everywhere that is brown used to be solid green with English ivy.
An invasive introduced by people that crowds out native plants. It's why the woods have been closed to the public for years. The museum's led an effort to get rid of these familiar enemies, English ivy and also microstegium and monkey grass. And that makes the forest different from other artifacts. To protect it, the museum can't just let it be.
If I was to stop all of those ecological restoration activities within a few months to a few years, we would see English ivy crawling back up the trunks of the trees into the crowns. Eventually, they would shade out the trees. The trees would die.
And that could mean the end of this ancient forest. As we finish the tour, he says these woods are important for some reasons you may already know.
This forest is helping to provide clean air and clean water. It's also serving as a sanctuary or a refuge for not just the animals and plants that are here, but for people who visit.
That's really why these 65 acres were preserved here at the edge of Atlanta city limits. The founder of what would become the museum wanted people to experience them, Dickerson says.
Although at face value, you might say, well, this looks like the forest in my backyard or down the street. I think there's a different feeling here. You know, you kind of slow down and think about everything that has happened here in this forest over the years and centuries and millennia.
And that's one of the main things Dickerson hopes people learn in this exhibit, how to slow down and experience it. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.